Pacing. Pacing is managing the balance between activities and rest. People with fatigue, post-exertional symptom exacerbation, and other energy limitations often use pacing to enable participation in life activities within the limits caused by illness. Pacing may be described as trying to stay within an energy envelope, or explained with ideas such as the amount of battery or spoons a person has available for activities or tasks. However, this balancing act of therapeutic rest and doing as many life functions as possible can be challenging to understand, describe, and do. Learning to pace can be complex and may change over time. For some people, however, pacing is not possible due to the severity of their illness. For those who can use pacing, essential things in life such as bathing, cooking, household management, working, family and social life, and intimate relationships may feel like they go against the ability to pace. Some people who don't pace may experience a yo-yo effect, resting until better enough to get things done that always need doing, followed by needing to rest even more or using up all energy, resulting in a crash or relapse. This roller coaster cycle of repeated crashes does not work and can cause immediate and longer term problems. Finding the balance between how much activity you can do and how much rest helps you achieve these results without crashing is the purpose of pacing. Small changes can help avoid crashes, and adequate rest can improve symptoms. However, when living with long COVID, the amount of available energy may differ between days and can be affected by different things like the weather, hormone changes, or other illnesses. So the balance between activities and rest may need regular adjustment, with less or more activities and rest to find this right level. Pacing can be changed and adjusted, but only depending on symptoms. This is why terms like pacing up or graded approaches do not make sense, and phrases like boom and bust are patient blaming and unhelpful. So what do we mean by activities? Activities include any physical, cognitive, social, emotional, and sensory tasks, all of which use energy. We all want and need to do activities, and pacing is not about avoiding all activities. Instead, pacing may help to do essential things still. Rest is individual and different for everybody. It is finding calm in the chaos. Regular resting, which may include sleeping during the day to add to quality nighttime sleep, taking a break, or finding a quiet space, can help to top up energy levels. Things that may have felt like rest before long COVID, such as watching movies, listening to music, or reading, may no longer be restful. Doing nothing can feel hard or boring, or your mind might be unable to switch off. Some ways of doing things help calm the mind to support resting, such as slower breathing, mindfulness, or something relaxing. When living with a reduced battery and navigating this often changing path, it is necessary to listen to your body, prioritize the tasks you want and need to do, including the fun ones, and accept that rest is essential. Taking part in family and social roles may still be possible, though this may now look different. Give energy to the things you find meaningful and satisfying to support your well-being and how you feel. Rest is a therapeutic and meaningful activity, even if the world doesn't want you to think it is. Alongside rest, pacing can also include conserving or managing energy to do tasks in ways that use less energy, or use energy in efficient and smart ways, such as equipment to help with walking, sitting down for showering and meal preparation, or breaking activities into smaller tasks such as cleaning one area of a room at a time. Cognitive activities, like reading or using computers, can be more challenging to monitor than physical activities. With cognitive activities, you may feel you've not done anything but still feel your battery empties. Cognitive pacing can be supported by reducing background noise, by using earplugs, switching between tasks, planning to take regular breaks, keeping a diary to watch for trends in how you feel during and after activities, turning off videos to have only audio during online meetings, and changing screen colours. Technology can also help pace activities, manage symptoms, and avoid flare-ups or crashes. Even though technology is often designed for a healthy world, technology can be used as a guide, such as monitoring your heart rate, pulse, or step count, alongside listening to your body and how you feel. As a result, technology can provide an understanding of how hard your body may be working during or after activities, allow you to monitor symptoms, predict and reduce the risk of future crashes, validate how you feel, and create a sense of independence or control. Acceptance of the need for rest and that rest needs to be therapeutic is part of pacing. Society, however, may not always accept rest, as it contrasts with unhelpful societal expectations of being hardworking and productive. In addition, many health and work policies do not help someone pace. So it is crucial to recognise that even with huge personal effort, societal, cultural, legal, and political barriers exist to pacing. Even though people may understand pacing, how to do it, or who it may be helpful for, it may not always be possible to pace. Everybody is different, and pacing is individual. Trying things that sometimes do not work can help to find out what your needs are. There is no guilt or shame if you feel like you have not found the right balance or don't always pace perfectly. Be kind to yourself and check in daily to see if you need to change plans, the amount of rest, or the types of activities. Pacing is a journey that can take time. You will likely receive lots of poor advice or opinions, but it is your body and your life. You are living and learning how to approach pacing 24 hours a day. Trust your instincts, prioritize your needs, do things that make you happy, and know that pacing is a way to take care of yourself. You are constantly learning, even when the goalposts regularly move. You and others with the same health challenges have many experiences to share. There will be people that help, and you may need to ask others for help or set new boundaries. But you are in charge. This is your journey, nobody else's. You are the one who is going to find the balance that works for you.